Blog Talk Radio.
R&B, pop, funk, rock, soul. Tammy and Tasha about to take control of your mind. It's Artist Connection time.
What's up, world? It's your funk soul leader, Glass the Tramp, and I'm crazy in love with the Artist Connection. Tammy and Tasha, keep it funky, ladies. Yeah.
Welcome to This and That with your girl Tasha and myself. This is another episode of Artist Connection, our This and That shows, and tonight we're talking about online dating pros and cons. Have you ever considered dating anybody from the internet? Or have you ever dated anybody from the internet? Good, bad experience? You know anybody who've had an experience with somebody from the internet? Or are you too much worried about the whole catfishing thing going on? Share your opinion with us. Call us tonight on our topic show, Online Dating, at 347-633-9102, and the number is 347-633-9102. We want to hear all about it, and we will share some opinions ourselves. So let's get it started here. Call us and let your voice be heard. You can also chat with us in the chat room. Just leave your opinions. It's going to be exciting because I have some stories just from the advertisement of the show, people that wrote me, and I'm going to share probably one or two. So let's get this party started.
Good evening, partner. Are you ready to share some insight on online dating?
Oh, my God, I can't wait. I'm so excited to do the show. I've been ready.
This is going to
be a lot.
I know. And I've done some research and stuff that I didn't know about, like interesting facts. I'm like, wow. And I'm guilty among the online daters, and I have been doing dating online, dates online. And actually, I'm old school. Because I had my very, very first online date in the 90s. In the 90s, when it was like Yahoo Chat and Black Planet. Remember that? Pardon me, you still here? I think we kind of lost connection here. But anyway, I am an old school online dater. And like I said, the first time that I had my first online date was back in the 90s. It was the late 90s, and I was on Yahoo and on a site called Black Planet. I think that site still exists. So I was a little skeptic back in those days because it was just not the norm, not in the 90s. In the 90s, it was still like, oh, you got to be desperate if you meet somebody online or if you're on some kind of dating site or whatever. So I went ahead, took the initiative, and actually met somebody from the internet back then. And that was pretty scary back then, you know?
Right, and pretty unheard of in the 90s. I mean, that's, wow.
But it was 99. I mean, you know? Look, it was 1999.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. So
okay,
it was still the 90s.
Yeah, almost millennium, but still, yeah, it was the 90s. Yeah.
And my family was like, oh, my God, don't do that. You know, some of my family members, it's like, that's, like, scary. And, I mean, it is, and it is to this day still. I mean, that's one of the, I guess, the cons, you know, of online dating. But, you know, I always tell people, you can meet an ex murderer in the club, okay? I'm just saying.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. So true. And I tell people the same thing. Yeah. Well, was it a good experience? Was it bad? How was it meeting somebody back then?
Well, I had a few good ones and I had a few bad ones, of course. My very, very first one, I almost want to say was a little bit catfishing type of deal.
Ooh.
Now, well, it was, and I have no problem with, okay, if somebody tells me this is what I look like, then that's what I expect, right?
Right.
But they didn't tell me certain things, and so I felt kind of lied to. Like the person told
right.
me they were 6 foot and they was actually 5'3". I'm just saying.
No, he didn't.
And I'm 5'.
No,
I'm
he
saying,
didn't.
You know. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Yeah. Ooh, lies.
And that just wasn't fair to me. Well, it wasn't fair because you have to keep it honest. Look, who knows? I probably would have said, hey, you know what? Let's meet anyway. But he lied. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, he probably wasn't 5'3", but he probably was like 5'6". He was shorter than me, which is okay. I've dated shorter men. I have.
Right.
But right. he completely looked different in the picture. He probably was 80 pounds heavier than in the picture, which kind of was okay, I guess, to some point.
No, that is not okay
but,
for me.
No. The reason,
that is never
the
okay.
the reason I'm saying that is because he carried it well, okay? I mean, he didn't have a big
okay.
butt. So, I mean, he carried it
okay.
pretty well. But it was just mm-hmm. a complete different person than I have seen the whole time. And back then, this webcam thing, okay, people did it, but it was not like it is today. Like, there was no Skype.
Oh, no.
You know? So that
yeah,
was not the
yeah.
norm. So you really was just satisfied with a few pictures, and that's all you had to go by. And
yeah.
so that was my very, very first online dating. And we met in Germany. It was Germany still. I live in Germany. It was
uh-huh.
In front of a Greek, my favorite Greek restaurant. And
okay.
as he got out of his Jeep, he had like a big old, it was not a Jeep, what am I saying, a big old truck. I almost didn't want to get out of my car when I seen him. And I was like, wow.
Right.
Just a little bit different than from what the picture said, and
mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean it wasn't too bad. I guess it could have been worse, but I felt a little mm-hmm. fooled and a little lied to.
Yeah, I mean, because I don't know, but you know what? I've had those experiences where you meet somebody online and it's like, wait a minute, that doesn't look like your picture. And then I had a guy tell me. He was like, you don't look like your picture. And I'm like, wait, huh? It's still my face. You know, I'm just as open mm-hmm. as I am online now. I've always been that way. But he was swearing
right.
up and down that I didn't look like me. And I was just like, yes, I do. And so, mm-hmm. but he didn't say I was ugly or anything. He was just like, you know, you just look better. You know, you should take better pictures. So I'm like, so now you're criticizing my photography? But he was a clown.
Mm-hmm.
But still, just, I did have somebody who said that. And that stuck out to me so much because, you know, but I will say I'm pretty pro online dating because
mm-hmm.
if you know how to use the internet and you navigate the internet, you know, you surf, you know, the web pretty often, you'll know the signs of not only catfish, you know, you'll know the signs of people that could be potentially dangerous. If somebody really, to me, is trying to, I mean, of course things happen and sometimes, you know, people just come out of nowhere and just act crazy, but for the most part, you know, I do have some tips a little later, and we can talk about all that stuff on how they can, you know, tell, you know, if somebody is catfishing or different things like that. So I just have a few tips about that. But I wanted to tell you my online dating experience, and of course, you know, I met my husband online.
Wow.
In 2007, we met on MySpace, and
aww.
It was really. Yeah, it was back when MySpace was really popping, and
uh-huh.
my friend made me an email, and I had been on there for a while. He had only had his page maybe, I think, a couple of days, and then I wrote him because, you know, they'll put new people in, people you should know, and so
mm-hmm.
I was just like, and he has something about him being so sad because he was going through a breakup or went through a breakup or something. I was like, well, don't be sad, you know, and I was just like, you're a cute guy. You'll find lots of, you know, lots of people. And I really, he'll swear I was flirting. I totally can tell you that I really wasn't. I just didn't want to see, you know, just this guy, like, all like, oh, my God, like,
mm-hmm.
the world is over, you know.
Right,
like, no,
right.
it's not.
Trying
you know,
to comfort
just,
him.
Yeah, and I sent the message and didn't even think twice about it. And then the next day he wrote me, and we've been talking and everything ever since. We met each other within 2 weeks after, and we've been together the whole time, married 5 years, everything. So love does happen online. It happens.
You know, that is an amazing story. It
yeah.
really is, and it's inspiring. I'm sure, you know, whoever listens, it's very inspiring. You see, people can meet online and actually have a healthy relationship, look at my partner. I mean, she's married to the guy she's met online. That's like, wow, you know, the ultimate dream story. And it happens. And,
it's not the only story.
Yeah, but it's just that the media loves to push the negative stories. So you hear probably less of the people that are still together or got married, but, you know, they like to push the bad stories. And, of course, there are a lot of bad stories, but, I mean, how many bad stories out there from people that meet face-to-face? I mean, come on.
I know bad stories of people who met people in church, okay? So
exactly.
You know, that brings me to Christian Mingle. I just wanted to tell you guys really quick. I had a friend who was doing Christian Mingle, and she was trying to – this is before I met my husband. And she was trying to get me to go on Christian Mingle. And I said, I don't want to limit myself – not that I don't think Christianity is very important. I just didn't want to limit myself to that particular genre because I just felt like, you know, I don't know. It's just something about it. And not to say I couldn't have met somebody great on there too, but I just didn't do it. But she did. And she's like, oh, my God, I met the devil on Christian Mingle. I mean, this guy was such a player and such a mess.
Yeah,
but, I mean, I'm sure there's good and bad to everything, but I just found that really interesting. So I thought I would throw that one out there.
And I agree. I wouldn't want that either. And it's because, you know what, don't limit me to – I don't want to go on a side based on religion right now because I want to be free. And meet, I mean, even if I meet somebody who's, I don't know, a Buddhist or whatever, let me choose, though. Let me decide, you know?
Right, exactly. I just feel like putting yourself in a little box and trying to, you know, it just doesn't always work sometimes. So, yeah, you know, I just advise that when people are out there and they're looking to get in the relationships with people that are online and everything, look at their friends list, make sure they have friends and people are talking to them, and these are living live people that are interacting with them, and, you know, look at their pictures and make sure that their pictures look I don't want to say attainable, not to say if somebody's too attractive they're probably fake, but, you know, I just can tell people who steal other people's pictures. It just pops up, and do you get those friend requests all the time? And it's like these, like, either super duper hot guys, or, you know, even you seem like the girls are just too, you know, you're like, really? You don't work at Walmart down the street, you know what I mean?
Right,
like, come
right.
on. You know, so I mean, not to say that it's because of that, but that's definitely something I would look for. Yeah.
You know, I look for the message itself, of course, the picture, you know.
Yeah.
Everything that you said, I agree. But the thirstiness. I rate it from the thirstiness of the message. Okay, if the first message contains the person's phone number, I already probably not
too
going
much
to talk to them.
Right.
That's too thirsty right now, okay? You can't get on to being dehydrated. You have to be hydrated and come to me correct. Don't come on there and talk about call me right now. Okay.
Yeah.
That and
Let's
I
text.
Just because – yeah. I'm on dating sites. I'm not going to name them, but I signed on one like just 2 days ago just because of that show, the upcoming show, online dating, because I'm doing some kind of some studying and I wanted to kind of evaluate, kind of try to be objective and get on there just to kind of report for the show. So far, I'm very pleased with it. And probably on our next show, I'm going to reveal what side it's on because I don't want people to go on and hit me up, you know. So
yeah, I know, right? They'll be like, oh, where are you at? Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Because, you know.
I never use my name. I'm sorry. I do not use my name on dating profiles.
Yeah. I wish I learned that lesson. I really did because I'm telling you, I was just like, why? What was I thinking? You know, and I wanted to also say, like, I'm just judging on some of my friends that are dating and everything. They say Tinder is really fun. And I don't know if this I've never been on there. So, they say it's really fun. So, I don't know.
Well, I have created a list for our listeners with the online dating services that are actually booming today, you know, in these time of days. And actually, Yahoo is on there, too. It's amazing. It's still on there. But these are free of charge. Yeah, free of charge size. And I'm reading them down by the, I guess, the first one is like the best rated one, and it's called Baidu. It's owned by Baidu Trading Limited. I have no idea. The next one is called Chemistry. Number three is Christian Mingle. We already talked about that. Mm-hmm. Number four is Date.com is number four. eHarmony is number five. And I think eHarmony is free to some point, I believe, right? And then they ask you to subscribe. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they have promotions and stuff, but I don't know how free they stay. But, yeah, mm-hmm. They do.
According to this, they said it's free. I thought eHarmony costs from the beginning, but, you know, I
Me
could be
too.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then FriendFinder.com.
I know they do free weekends and stuff.
Maybe that's what it is. FreeFinder.com is number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Facebook is number 8. JDate is the next one. That's kind of, I've never heard of that. Match.com. Now, I've heard about Match.com. And then OKCupid. I hear a lot of people talking about OKCupid. Plenty of Fish, also known as POF, where used to be on. And I've met someone, and I actually had a relationship that was lasting over a year, and I met them on Plenty of Fish. So Plenty of Fish is okay. I'm not on there anymore for other reasons, mm-hmm. but it's okay. The only thing that freaks me out of Plenty of Fish, and I get right back to that, let me just finish this list here, Spark.com, Tinder is all the way at the bottom, Yahoo Personals is all the way at the bottom, and the very last one is Zoosk, the very last one.
I've heard of Zoosk, okay.
Yeah, it goes by ratings, and Zoosk and it's like at the very last one. That's interesting because I heard a lot of people talk about it and liking it, actually. So I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people be on Plenty of Fish. I just started hearing about Zoosk, and then I was going to ask you about, well, with Plenty of Fish, she's not a friend of mine. She's a YouTuber, and she has videos, and she goes out with these guys, and she records the dates. Channel is... Yeah, I said, oh, my God, I would – and she said she tells the guys and she lets them know. But I wanted to ask you, what would you think if a guy was recording your date? How would you feel about that?
I wouldn't like it unless he asked my permission. Because to me, you invading my privacy now without asking me? Oh, no, you cannot do that.
Well, she says she tells them, but I'm just saying, like, would you be okay with it even if he told you –
if it was for research purposes, like shows, like, okay, we're having a show now, and so I did some research, maybe so. I mean, I'm not going to completely say no. If it was for, like, personal, like, I really was interested in the guy, I don't think I would feel comfortable being filmed.
Yeah, I think that, too. I didn't know how I felt about that, but... Yeah, she's a pretty busy dater, and she does, and she says that she tries to tell them, or she does tell them, and if they're comfortable, then she goes ahead and films it, and if they're not, then she doesn't film it. So,
Well, that's fine. But, I mean, if she tells people, then that's all gravy. As long as they know and they're okay with it, you know, get my consent. Don't just do it without telling me.
Oh, definitely. I think that definitely would be crossing a serious line. I would be really upset about that if somebody didn't, you know, let me know up front. And then the question is, though, see, this leads to another thing, but, you know, does she have them sign a waiver? Because let's say that they give her their permission and then she, you know, you got defamation of character. If, you know, she doesn't like them or whatever could potentially happen. I just think it would just open the door for a lot of, like, lawsuits. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I would record my date. I don't know about that. So,
and then publish it maybe even. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Watch your phone. Mm-hmm. Make sure the camera's not on. I mean, these days everything is just crazy. But now listen, another thing that I would like to let young people know if they're on dating sites is, I already said the thirstiness. And then if a person writes you, let's say twice, and you don't respond, and they continue writing you, block them. I mean, after the second, first time, okay, maybe they hadn't checked their messages. After the second time, I don't know. It's like, and you see that person is online, so you know they've seen your message, and there's a way where you can see it. And then I think I'm a little desperate if I continue writing this person and saying, you know, like if somebody does that, block them. Yeah, block them. I don't know.
I do
to me,
too.
That's creepy. That's just creepy. If,
exactly, for me too. I always have
to
block people, you know. They write you
hello. Brush yourself up and try again.
Months.
Yeah.
Right. You know,
I mean, I'm saying after the first time, try again. But after that, mm-hmm. no, done. I don't know, maybe a third mm-hmm. time, okay? Three strikes and out. After that, if that dude still writes you, hello, why are you not speaking? And da-da-da-da-da. And I've got this from this one guy. He wrote me 15 times. And
oh
it was like before I actually blocked him. I've never spoken to him. And not because the first time it was like I was busy. I mean, I seen it. I was like, oh, okay, maybe. And then the second time I was, you know, So then I'm like, oh, should I respond? And I didn't. Maybe that was mean. But anyway, then he wrote me about probably 15 or 16 times altogether. And it was always, and it went from, hi, how you doing? Hey, baby. Hey, you're looking beautiful. How come you don't respond? Why are you so mean? And the very last one was a very mean and nasty one. But then I ended up blocking him.
Yeah. And that's another thing I was going to say, especially with any type of dating, online or otherwise, follow your gut. Don't be afraid to be rude. It's sad to say that, but when it comes to dating, it's very serious. It's your safety and your health. If something doesn't make you, you know, has you feeling uneasy, please mm-hmm. follow your first mind, because usually it's right. If something makes you feel uncomfortable, do not feel like, oh, you know, I need to just, you know, just be nice, because there's so many people getting into so many situations from just trying to be nice. And it's just, you know, it's really sad, but that's the world we live in, and we have to, you know, deal with it where it's at.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree, partner. I totally agree. And also, mm-hmm. please make sure when you meet somebody for the first time, meet in public. I mean, I can't stress that enough. Public. Don't let them come to your house. You do not know. I mean, like I said, you can meet an ex-murderer in the club, and you may take him home, and he chops you up in pieces. I mean, that's horrible. But
right.
I'm saying,
it happens, of course.
We never know, right, when we first meet someone. But the very first time, please meet somewhere in public. Go out to a restaurant or something like that. Don't show them yet where you live. You have to fill them out. You have to, you know. And then another thing, a lot of times you can tell a little bit about a person if you don't just meet them right away. Have phone conversations, Skype, talk to each other in Skype or video chat. Make sure that this
or
is the person.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I want to see you. You know, these days it's possible. Every phone, there's no excuse anymore. So always make sure that this is the person and not some old pervert hiding behind some picture that's not him, you know.
Exactly.
Or her, okay? Because there's a lot of women out there who catfish men, so this is not just men, okay?
No, we're not. Too, not at all.
So men, please, you know, make sure she's real. Video chat, Skype, you know, and meet her in public. She could be an ex-murderer, too. Women
she
up
sure
there
can.
Too.
Women are just as nuts these days as the guys. And it's, you know, and it just happens. But, you know, I wanted to say, too, and also you be real. Don't lie about your age. Don't lie about your weight or height or whatever, because bottom line, if you're really on there, really trying, you know, and some people be like, you know, don't look for love. I'm not saying look for love, but be open to it. And in your being open to it, I want you to, you know, be sincere, you know, because when you find somebody, they have to love every part of you. They got to love you if you're big or small or whatever, you know. I always kind of tease myself because I say I have a classic fat girl page. This is just me, okay? I have the page where I have a ton of face pictures because you're not going to see all my goodies. But, you know, at the same time, if you scroll through, if you scroll through the pictures, you will find pictures of my whole body. So then you can look, you know, not that I'm looking for somebody, but I'm just saying people can see what I look like, okay? And that's what I think, you know,
Right. Before an online date, I mean, the man will know what he is going to see. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can't sit here and lie about that. Or just imagine. You happen to get to tell your partner that you don't have any teeth. I'm just saying, these things happened before. It's like,
me too.
You never smile in your pictures, you know? Well, here's the deal, honey. I don't smile because, I mean, you know, be honest. Like, don't say, I just don't like to smile. I just like to.
Right.
People do that. And they have maybe some messed up teeth or no teeth. Or there's just things that you cannot hide if you plan to see that person. Now, if you want to catfish them, I guess, you know, I guess it won't matter, which is horrible. But if you plan to meet that person, you better keep it real, girl, boy,
for real.
Man, woman, yep. Whatever.
You can't get nothing real being fake. You can't have nothing real being fake. So,
what was it?
What's unreal?
She got out the car. What did she say? Looking like Freddie Jackson instead of Janet
right.
Jackson.
Right.
I mean,
that's a classic case of catfishing. You know that girl that looked nothing like Janet Jackson. I said, no, she didn't. Of all people.
Oh my God!
But you know, and that's another thing. You know, check your mirrors, check with your family and stuff before you go saying you look like certain celebrities and different things. Because sometimes you know how they used to have that "I look like a celebrity" thing, and people would put their pictures.
Yeah.
I said, now who's been lying to you? You know, they'll have like Sanaa Lathan on there. You're like, really? You don't look like Sanaa Lathan.
Well, there's a funny thing on that post from Medea where he says something about stop editing your pictures or something like that.
Oh,
miss
yes.
It.
They won't be able to find you.
They won't be able to find you.
Yes, he's like, if you go missing, the police will not be able to find you when you look like Beyonce.
I mean,
you know you don't look like
I mean,
yes.
I mean it's horrible. And look, I edit my pictures too. I edit my pictures.
Oh,
you know, with that little fine line to make your skin look better. Oh, yes, I do, honey. But I do have raw pictures without any makeup. I'm just saying. You know,
if
you do that, make sure you do the other, too. Always make sure you show your real face, you know, from time to time.
Yeah.
Because if you do go missing, they may not find you.
And you know what? To me, that's like small stuff. You know, you had a little breakout, and then you got rid of little stuff like that. But if you taking your pictures and you know that you're like Madea, for instance, and then you coming on there looking like, you know, Tyra Banks supermodel, then that's lying. Okay, editing is great.
I guess
lying
that
is
the case of catfishing. I looked up some online statistics, and I just like to share that.
Please.
Okay. drum roll. Okay. What's more important or on the first date? Okay. Personality is 30%. 30% people say the personality is the most important thing on the first date. Interesting. 23% say smile and looks. Smile and looks. I mean, looks, I get smile. Interesting, right?
Smile.
I know. Well, there we go with the teeth. 14%.
I know. Y'all was like, you know, they checking for clean teeth. Yeah.
That's
clean
what it
and
is.
Present teeth. Yeah.
14% say sense of humor, which I probably would be the 14% because sense of humor is a must. Korean education is only 10%. So looks over, you know, everything else. Well, no, personality is the 30%, so personality is number one. And that type of hair color most people are attracted to, and that's men and women together. Blonde at 32%, brown 16%, black 16%, don't mind 16%, redheaded 8%, bald 8%, and gray 4%. Interesting statistics. Now, girls prefer, listen to this partner, nice guys, 38%. That's very enlightening to hear. Bad guys, 15%. Who are the 15%? I want to know. They want
right,
the bad guys.
Who are these women? Oh,
blend
okay.
of a blend of both is 34%. And any man I can get, 6%.
Oh, God.
Of women.
The desperate. Don't get anybody you can get, guys. Please don't.
No, that's the girls.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, ladies.
Yes, ladies. Yes.
Don't get any man you can get, please.
Just
reminds me of, go ahead.
I was going to say the guys prefer the modern career girl, 42%. The girl next door type. Yeah, the girl next door type. 34% and the hottie 24%. I'm proud of you guys, man. I'm very proud of you because the hottie only 24%. Yeah, 24% only want the hottie, and you know the modern career girl is like the 42%, which is almost half. That's nice to hear.
It bothers me a little. Well, it doesn't bother me at all. I think that's beautiful that women are career driven and all that stuff. But I think there's like a switch or a change. I don't know if you've noticed it, but I definitely have, because like I said, I have a ton of people on my Facebook page, you know, from doing the show and doing everything else we do. And the men on there are just like, oh, yeah, you know, she's an RN, so you know she's making bank. And my thing is like, ew, why are you telling the woman's money? Like, it's right. One thing to have somebody that you know is, you know, you want to have somebody on your level and successful, but I don't want him sitting back like that gives me like a ew feeling when a guy does that, you know?
Right,
I don't know. It's just, I don't know, something creepy, eepy cray about it.
I'm like, I'm looking for the sugar mama. The sugar mama.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, really? No. Uh-uh.
Listen to this part now. Some online dating facts, and we talked about some of it. The online dating facts. A woman, desirably, online peaks at 21. Interesting. At 26, women have more online pursuers than men at age 26. By 48, men have twice as many online pursuers as women. By 48, imagine. Men have twice as many online pursuers as women. Men lie most about, listen, age, height, and income. And women lie most about weight, physical, build, and age. I agree.
That's it. I agree 100%. Those are right. Definitely.
So,
and, you know,
so men... The height. I just had to think about my first date. Okay, go ahead.
Right, exactly. I'm like that. Yeah, that makes complete sense. Because I mean, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's on Hulu. But it's the new show with he plays Uncle Jesse, John Stamos. He's just hotter and hotter and hotter as he gets older. I mean, even, you know, young he was hot. Like, but he's playing a grandfather. Basically, he just found out he had a grandchild, and he was like this, you know, successful male, you know the story. Basically, he's like the hot bachelor, and he's older, and then not only does he find out he has a son, sometimes he has a grandchild, and it's really cute. I really enjoyed that show. But if you look at him, it's just like, it sucks that men get so hot they get older, and women are kind of like retired, like, yeah, she's getting into that age, let's put her off the pasture.
Like,
you
the
know
plum,
I mean, but
yeah, like
a
plum,
lot of women. Right. I mean, there's a lot of women that are repping. I mean, you know, you have like Nia Long and all of them. They're like 40, almost 50 years old, and they're just doing it. And then, you know, my partner, she's repping. You know what I'm saying? She's repping
right.
too. So we've definitely, you know, you can tell that we're taking better care of ourselves and looking better and stuff. But I just think it's really sad that guys they don't get, you know, like. Nothing
right.
changes with them. Nobody questions their fertility. You know, with us, it's like, oh, yeah, she got dried up and old. You know what I mean? So it's
right.
getting better, but it's still, you know, it's just still that stigma. It really kind of sucks, you know?
I agree.
Yeah.
And like I said, guys do get hotter, though, when they get older. Because me, I'm a completely fanatic. I love gray hair. Okay, there's this thing about me and gray hair. I love men with gray hair, with long hair, with beards. I just love the whole... So, yeah, men get very attractive when they get older. Look at Brad Pitt. My gosh, Denzel Washington.
Oh,
I mean,
Lord.
These men look Morris. Better with age.
Right, Morris Chestnut. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, they just all look better with age.
Right.
But I want the listener to remember the next time you get on a dating site, men lie most about their age, height, and income, and women lie most about weight, physical, and age, okay? So be like, the next time you ask her age, say, hey, take a picture of your driver's license. I don't want to see your driver's license number. I just want to see your date of birth. Come on, girl.
Right. And now you have to make sure that they are the same sex as when you meet them as they were born. So you may want to start, you know, getting some birth certificates and stuff. I'm just saying.
Right. I mean, you know, I'm all pro all of that, you know, and whatever makes you happy. But it's true. I mean, people need to be honest. Like, if I was a transgender, I mean, it's my responsibility to tell the man that I used to be men, you know. If I'm just saying, and if I would meet a man, I would want to know if they were born a woman. I mean, I have a right to know. Just like if it was the other way around, they would have a right to know. So people, you guys need to be honest, you know. This is very important because, those things will come out. They will come out sooner or later.
Yeah, and that's the most beautiful thing you can do is be completely honest with somebody and let them know what's up front, what they're getting into. And I was going to kind of say that, too, with me and my husband when we first met, because I wasn't thinking of it in a physical we're going to meet type situation, I was extremely honest, like too honest, I thought, you know, at the time. But, you know, if I would have known that this is what we were cultivating, but I don't think that I know that it happened the way that it was supposed to happen. So, you know, sometimes you just got to put cards out there, and if they can handle it, you know, then they'll stick around. I mean, you know, you don't got to tell all your business, but just make sure that they know who you are and what they're getting into and who you were, you know.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And, you know, have some phone conversations prior to your meeting. You know, see, I think it that is one pro thing about online dating that I would point out, because when you meet in person, that kind of takes away the intimacy of getting to know each other just by talking, because you are so distracted by your physical appearance that sometimes you may not talk as much or you wouldn't have such deep conversation. That's just me, because if I see a hot dude sitting there, I'm just saying, you know, my eyes are more focused on his you know, his outside than rather what's inside, you know. So if I'm on the phone with the guy, and I do know that he's hot, but we're talking and all, it's just his voice, my voice, and him, and, you know, it's like you can have a deeper connection that way. That's just my opinion. Yeah.
I agree. I agree too. Because even if we took it off of the dating level, if I look at people that I really consider to be friends that I've met online, I have some really true deep friendships from people that I, you know, from women that I have come across online. And it's like, you know, those friendships can't be tested against my real, you know, what you people would consider my real friendships. Just because, you know, okay, we may have not met in person or whatever the case may be, but I feel like those are my sisters because we do talk on a regular basis and we do, you know, took time to, you know, to just get to know each other. And, I mean, if anybody who does social media on any level is like, you do have those people that come into your life and you're kind of like, this is so weird. I don't know how we ended up friends, but, you know, we're really friends. And it happens. So it doesn't just have to be on the, you know, on the dating level if you're a person who's not really interested in dating. I mean, if you just are a person that's just looking to make some really good connections and meet some really good people, if you know how to navigate the internet, like I said, and you know how to use social sites, and you know what to look for, you can really find some really cool people just to, you know, keep you company and so you don't be so bored, you know what I mean, all
that's
the
right.
time or whatever the case may be, yeah.
And these days,
it's
almost not even a topic anymore because that's how people meet these days. It's normal. That's
exactly.
how people meet. It's online. Mm-hmm. Because everybody has a Facebook. Everybody and their mama and their grandma have a Facebook. Mm-hmm. Twitter, whatever, social media, they're on social media, Pinterest, whatever, and people meet online now. This is the new millennium. Mm-hmm. This is just how it is, and so it's almost probably not going to be a topic anymore in another 5 or 10 years from now. Oh, what are you talking about meeting online?
I know,
it's
they're
weird
like,
if you're meeting somebody in person. Now, that's weird, you know.
Right. They're like, oh, you guys met at the store in person? Oh, he walked up to you and asked your name? What? You know? But
you guys exchange numbers? Do you remember how you used to have a pen and a piece of paper on you in case you giving out your number to a dude, especially in the club? Oh, I don't have a pen. I'm just saying, this is so old school, right? It's like if somebody would write down their number on paper, I would look at them.
Right. Yeah.
I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's so funny because we had a crew at work today, and we had never worked together, this particular crew. And everybody, like, by the middle of it, everybody's exchanging, like, Instagram information and Facebook information, you know, like, oh, I want to look for you. And it's just funny because before you were to where you would get the person's phone number, you would get, you know, whatever, you know, to talk to them. Now it's just like, where are you at on social media? Let me follow you on Twitter or whatever. You know, it's just a different – a different way of connecting, but I don't necessarily think it's bad, but I think we do need to look at the bad sides of it too, you know what I mean, because there are some serious things that happen, not only getting catfish is kind of like if you're lucky, you know what I mean, but I think we do need to kind of address some of the things that have happened. A girl had met a guy, I saw this on the show Fatal Attraction. She met this guy online on one of the dating sites, and I mean, he, you know, killed her son. And you said earlier, like, you know, don't bring somebody right, you know, to your house and things like that.
Right.
And
right.
Unfortunately, those predators are out there, guys. They're out there. So I just think be leery. And Judge Toler on divorce court said something really interesting, and that's what I was researching before. She said, if you meet someone and they seem perfect, you just don't know them well enough. And
right.
that's something that I really think that we should just keep, you know, in our mind. If somebody seems like they're just perfect and do nothing wrong and are great, it's just because you don't know them well enough. So just,
you know,
be really, really cautious.
Reflecting on, and that's horrible, that man that killed the woman and her kids.
Yeah.
Is that what you said, her kids?
Her son.
The bad part is, the horrible part is, he was a murderer all along. He was looking, I mean, yes, he would have killed someone. It's just that the internet makes it easier now for predators to get to their victims.
Yes.
So much easier than it was before. Before, he would have to maybe watch someone or, you know, now it's like the direct line, the direct connection, on the internet. And I used to say, back in the days, in the 90s, when it first all came out, I was like, oh, that's like the dog, every dog's heaven, the internet. Now they can cheat sitting in the living room. I used to say that. Now they can cheat
sitting
in the living room on their computer. I mean, now it's the phone. It's not the computer anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the days, it was like, oh, they can sit, you know. And then the laptop,
when
the laptop era started, I was like, okay, they can be on their laptop talking to some chick and while his woman is in the kitchen cooking and vice versa. I mean, you know, the guy, the woman can sit here talking to her lover and nobody, and now it's the phone, of course, text and everything.
Yes.
So,
oh, my God.
It's just, it's easier for predators. It's easier for cheaters, men or women.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, of course,
it heightens.
The bad side of.
It heightens
the
temptation. I mean, it takes temptation so far because of the fact that before, you know, you would have to get out and see, if, you know, women or men or whatever. Now, I mean, think about it. Everybody's taking their best picture. You're not taking the picture that's all foggy and your eyes all crusty and stuff. You're taking your best photos. You're putting them up there. You're fixing your wrinkles and your face and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, okay, then your husband or wife or whatever, you know, has to basically see you not looking your best. You know what I'm saying? And then they got, you know, all these, like, people from high school and all this stuff, you know, hitting them up. And, I mean, it's definitely challenging to be in a relationship right
in
now with social media. Oh, yeah. Oh,
I agree.
Impossible,
and,
but challenging.
Trust me, I've had a lot of fallouts and arguments and, you know, misunderstandings due to social media. I'm going to be very honest with you because there are certain things that I just had a problem with. And, you know, I'm kind of old school and I'm like, this is supposed to be taboo. And why is he talking, you know? So maybe there was a little bit insecurity on my end too, to be honest. But I just didn't come up. In an era where that, you know, like you said, it's very challenging now to be in a relationship with the social media and everything being so, like, right there. I mean,
accessible.
Everything. I mean, the most shyest person can be a star now and get all the attention from social media.
Yep.
And where they're before, they probably, you know, so it's like, you have to be a very strong individual. You have to be very trusting. You have to have a very good relationship. open, yeah. have, you know, tolerant, and it's important to love yourself. If you love yourself, then you're not as insecure. And there mm-hmm. were a time where I wasn't, where mm-hmm. I wasn't, and I was very insecure, and therefore,
yeah, and me too. Me
very
too.
Jealous.
That's
you know,
why
very,
I.
Very jealous.
Yeah, and you know what? Me too. And I think that, and this is just something that I developed myself, and this is just how I feel. I feel that yes. You need to love yourself 100% more. But the person that you give your heart to, they need to make you feel like you are the only one. Like you are the bomb.com. I don't care if Beyonce's in that house or whoever's over there. You're not supposed to feel, you know, like you're you know, specific person. And I mean, we all look at people. We all find people, you know, attractive and all those things. But mm-hmm. I don't care if you tell me, like, you like me because, you know, I don't know, whatever the situation may be, but I'm not trying to one-up her. I could never, you know, one-up, you know, her, but mm-hmm. I'm just saying, but you better find something to say about me that you appreciate
right.
specifically as opposed to making it seem like, oh, well, you're attractive because I think, too, a lot of the relationships start on really superficial things. As well,
mm-hmm.
because of online, you know what I'm saying? You're comparing, you know, the women, the women and the men are kind of just treated like, okay, who's the best looking, who's the dime, who's the whatever
mm-hmm.
the case may be, and it just doesn't. I don't know. I just think that people need to realize when you're in a relationship, it's very important to realize you're in a relationship with an individual and not, you know. She's not being judged in some sort of swimsuit contest and whoever hits you up
mm-hmm.
first. You know what I mean? So if he makes
let
you feel
me,
special, yeah.
Let me remind the callers because we have open lines now. If you want to call in, if you want to share maybe a story
yeah.
or just say hi, you can call us at 347-633-9102, and we do have a caller online. Let me see who's here.
Yeah.
Welcome to Artist Connection Online Dating. Tasha and Tammy, how you doing? Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, hi, Tammy. This is Mr. Solution. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Solution.
That's right. And I was looking at your subject here, online dating pros and cons. Obviously, mm-hmm. we're in the, tech age or information age. So, but I really believe, and I know that this is true, is that
mm-hmm.
There's a tremendous amount of fakeism and excessiveness that goes on the internet. A lot of superficiality, and a lot of people, by the way, are addicted to the internet. In fact, that is that's considered a modern psychological sickness. But what I would
yes.
encourage is to meet people in your normal course of life. Not financial, that too, but relationship troubleshooting. And what I encourage 21st century women, adult women, to do is to learn how to be social with men. Talk to men that are in your sphere of influence. At the grocery mm-hmm. store, at the gas station, at your church, the park bench. I mean, it's best that you meet men that, you have seen. There's this big issue
right.
I heard you guys talking about, the picture showing and all of that,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
Which really becomes silly. It's not worthy of being adults, but be that as it may.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that women could improve this thing so much more just by being more social, interacting with more men, because all of this is based on what we call the law of averages. So meeting
mm-hmm.
the more people you meet, and there's nothing wrong with meeting a lot of people socially. So
mm-hmm.
I think the more women – I'm sorry, go ahead. What?
No, I'm listening.
No,
I have a question for you, but
yeah.
Go ahead.
The more women simply open themselves up to men that are in their normal sphere, what we call ambit of interaction, all of this will just be so unnecessary. Because even when you meet someone on the internet, if you ever meet them, you've got to meet them in person. And I recall one lady telling me recently, we were talking about this, and she said to me that the guy said to her, he's spoke to her as if he knew her. They hadn't spoken for a while, just on the internet. This is the only place mm-hmm. they had ever met. And, of course, they finally reconnected, and we laughed. We had a laugh about it. I said, well, you know he doesn't know you. And she laughed. She says, well, that's true. But he was acting mm-hmm. as if he did know her. So I'm saying mm-hmm. that the internet often sets us up, or we set ourselves up, for this game. It's just, so meet people. The bottom line I'm trying to point out is, just meet people in your normal sphere of interaction. Men, mm-hmm. good men are everywhere. Women often say, well, where can I find men? It's because your eyes are sewn shut, psychologically, I mean.
Yeah. So I have a question for you. I have a question for you. So, okay, you say for us to mingle and out there. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I didn't complete my sentence, but proceed.
Okay, I was just wondering for the listeners, you know, we have, like, the women that are listening now, should we just go up to the guy and say, hey, how you doing? I mean, you know, what about...
Yes, let me ask you that.
It's not that easy.
Yes. Yes. I can be no more emphatic that you are an adult woman. What's the problem? What is the potential problem?
Ma'am, no, I'm asking you.
Yes, my answer is you should have been doing this 20 years ago.
Wow. But we live in, I mean, we do live in a time of the internet, and, I mean, people do meet online. This is, I mean, it is part of the norm. That's just how it is. And I have had good experience. And my partner, she married the guy she met online. I mean, it's not all bad. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, there's a small percentage. I mean, people can meet people skydiving. I mean, you know, I don't ever disparage someone for meeting someone, but we're talking about the greatest opportunity to meet people. And those are people right. that you pass by, like I was speaking a moment ago, and I was speaking metaphorically, but a little bit practically. Oftentimes, women have their eyes sewn shut because their minds are sewn shut. And the thing of it is that we are available to meet you guys anytime. Now, we may be super busy for a minute, but a woman will delude herself into thinking, well, the stars have to be properly aligned and Jupiter and Venus have to be properly aligned before I'm ready to meet a man. That's crazy. Meet a man anytime. In other words, value men enough to meet and converse and socialize with them almost any time, because we are available to do it with you. And let me tell you something else, just to bring this home. The women who are the least partnered are the women who have the least social skills, least social relationship skills.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of American women, but obviously certain mm-hmm. ones more than others. So buck mm-hmm. up on your skills, communication skills, and just talk to men. And if you're scared mm-hmm. to talk to men, give them a card. Say, I'm too scared. Open the conversation with, I'm too scared to talk to you. Here's my card. Please call me.
Give me a call. Help me.
I mean, be honest. You guys are the first ones who talk about being honest, but you lie like a rug.
Well,
and
I don't mean to be nasty
to say that, but you do. You
can
lie
can
all
I
the
say
time,
something,
and it's
Mr.
amazing.
Solution.
Stop
That's
that.
Both, that goes both ways. Both, mm-hmm. I, we say that. That goes
just,
both ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
and
it doesn't go both ways.
Really
it
quick.
Goes mostly one way. And look, if we could change you guys.
Hello?
If we could change your behavior in terms of relating to us, you would be better. But you have to change your behavior. That's in your power. And when you change your behavior, you'll see your dating and mating and relationship circumstances change. And I'm not saying every guy out there is for you. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is you have to develop the skills to seek out more compatible partners. Correct?
That would go both ways. Yeah, that would go both ways.
Can I say something really quick, please?
Go ahead, partner.
I would like to interject. Thank you.
Let me
say
this one time. When you keep saying
before you
it goes both ways, that's fine.
Before
but
you do that,
But understand how
that,
it goes your way. Don't just say it goes both ways to dismiss it. Understand how
my,
it
my,
should
my partner
go
needs to
your
say something
way.
Right now, sir. Okay, go ahead, Tasha.
Yes.
I'm listening.
I was just wanting to say that as you started off really well. You said that you were a troubleshooter, you troubleshoot relationships. So I was looking to hear more of how you felt not only what women should do, but what men should do too. And everything that you said seemed to be directed towards women, as if,
women.
You know, you guys
mm-hmm.
don't talk to men. You need to do this to men. And my thing is, just like my partner wasn't saying it goes both ways to be dismissive. She was just saying, I think you need to open your scope just a little bit so that you can also have room for what men could also do, you know what I'm saying, better as well.
Yeah,
because
they're
often sites to find women, too. Yeah.
Dr. Laura Schlesinger wrote a book called The How to Properly Care and Feed Husbands. I believe that was it. But see, men already do that. See, that would be superfluous. It would be redundant for me to tell men to do what they already do.
Do. Because
men
do.
Already do what I'm saying. So what I'm see, the whole thing in a relationship is communication. Effective communication. That's the most
Agreed.
Essential part. Excuse me?
I said, I agree. Yes, I
okay,
agree with
well,
you.
Okay, well,
then
Go you
ahead.
Have to do that more. You have to learn, just learn how to do that more, and you'll see that men are ready. But men can't force you to be ready. They
mm-hmm.
are ready, but they can't force you to be ready. And I guarantee you, there are plenty of men out there that are available for you, compatible men. You have to develop the insight and the acumen to select those men. Would you concur with that? Now that I've presented it to you,
when
you're
the point that
partner.
You made about men, okay, the point that you made about men already pursuing women, to some level, I agree that because, like we said earlier, men are approaching women online a lot more and things like that. But I think in person, honestly, the women that I talk to, they're not being approached by men at all. And I know that you're saying for them to approach.
Because they should be approaching men.
Okay, but see, that's the only thing that I kind of have the problem with. Because just for me personally.
What's the problem?
Let's
deal with the problem. Okay, what's the problem?
Okay, this is probably something that has been drilled into my head. And so it may be programmed, okay? But this is just how I feel. My mom, that's the where I'm going to draw from, always told me, if a man comes up to you, it's because he has something to offer. A man is not going to approach you if he's lacking. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's how she
yeah, but that's not
always
true.
Told me. Okay.
Yeah, but that's the, not true.
Yeah.
And your mother came out of a different era.
Yes.
See,
right.
the rules
mm-hmm.
have changed. And you've got to change with the rules. Now, I thought you were going to tell me, and let me ask you something. Let me just, I can carry this to its proper conclusion. Now, you're saying that you followed the conditioning that your mother presented to you, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Did your mother tell you not to have sex before you were married?
Yes.
Did you obey that?
No.
Okay, there you go. And
okay.
that's a big one, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay.
You're right.
There you go. You're
it's
a smart woman.
Not everything
that Mama
said.
And not just because I appeared on the show to draw it out of you.
I mean, you're a very intelligent man. This was really this is a good debate.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Very enlightening. Thank
I mean,
you.
I'm feeding off everything anyway, and especially coming from a man's perspective. I mean, we always
True.
Like to hear that because a lot of them won't speak out, but that whole internet thing, I mean, men are on the internet just as women. So, I mean, it's not just women.
I'm sorry, what did you say? Men are what?
They're on the internet just like women are on the internet.
Yes. But if you look in a woman's mailbox juxtaposed to a man's mailbox, see, I understand how this game is played. And we used to call the internet at a certain point dysfunction junction. So understand, for every positive thing that occurs on the internet, probably 100 to 500 that are not positive occurs. So
mm-hmm.
all I'm saying to you is something very simple, and I'm glad I have this ability to break things down and make them very simple, because that's actually the solution to a problem, is to make it simple. And that is,
right,
just start talking to men. I understand what your mother said, bless her heart, but she operated out of a different era. And just understand that everything that she did at that time, it may have been appropriate, but it's not necessarily appropriate now. So what you need to do now as an adult woman is just start talking to men that you meet. Now, what I've done, let me tell you, some of this is born by experience. I'm not a bitter person at all, because I'm a winner, period. And I have dated women out of state. Normally, these women couldn't afford to travel. I had to end up, well, some of them did, is because I demanded that they pay half. But I saw what a burden that was on them, paying for plane tickets. and this sort of thing, you know. So what I'm saying is, from a practical standpoint, meet people in your local area. Talk to men. Men love it. Quality men love it. And there are a number of things that we could go through. For example, I've heard women say, well, guys don't like it when I approach them. Look, if a guy doesn't like you approaching him, he doesn't like you. That's what he doesn't like. It's not your approach.
It's you.
Yeah, and if he has problem with you approaching him as an adult woman, as an independent entity, as an autonomous entity, psychoanalyze that just for a second. This guy either has low self-esteem or he's a controlling bastard. Do you want to be involved with a man like that? Seriously.
Not at all.
Okay, there you go.
This show is about online dating, and of course we're not, like, against, you know, the non-online dating, like meeting somebody in person. It was just that we was kind of pointing out there's not only negative. I see a lot of positive things from online dating as well.
Yeah,
and
well, online dating always leads to face-to-face dating. So, I mean...
eventually that's going to happen. I mean, and if not, then,
should happen sooner than later. Wouldn't you concur?
Oh, well, I agree. I mean, nobody says
unless
that.
Unless the people
I'm not
are playing a game.
Dating.
So online dating is just
online
an adjunct
meeting.
To meet people. But I'm just saying to you, sometimes online dating is redundant. It's superfluous.
Mm-hmm.
You have plenty of opportunities right in front
right.
of you. Select them,
the
and
is,
you won't have to go
online,
through, well, what does he really look like? Who is he really? You
right,
have the
online
place.
Online meeting is the thing, and then it can lead to more. Of course, just dating online, no. So maybe really what me and my partner was talking about is like the online meeting, like how to meet people. And then you can take it to, you know, meeting in person, of course.
Right.
So,
online dating should be like a vitamin. It's a supplement.
Mm-hmm.
It's a supplement.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
it
is. It
should never be considered the real meal. The real meal, and the reason for that is you've got to meet the person, unless you're playing a game, and if that's the case,
then eventually,
who cares?
Yeah, eventually you will meet the person. I mean, that should be
the goal. Well, not eventually.
If
you're dating, you should want to meet the person right away, correct?
Well, if you're dating, I mean, if you meet online, and then, yeah, of course. I mean, I wouldn't date somebody just online. I mean, eventually, we're going to meet, you know.
This is the other lady, I'm sure. You say online dating, pros and cons. One of the pros
right.
or cons is you wait too long. Meet the person immediately. Now, remember, when you
yeah.
meet a person online, they may be addicted to just meeting people online. And when do you
right.
give
well,
that crap up? If you were
well,
into online dating, you'll still be doing it once you meet a compatible person. You want a person like
right,
that?
Right, right. I mean, you just never know. I mean, you just have to find out. I mean, I guess that's what it is. You just have to find out. If that's the case, oh, well. But thank you so much for calling in, Mr. Solution. We are at the end of our show. And
okay, well,
we had
thank
a good
you
show.
For having a good show like this. I think online dating is...
But thank you so much for sharing your opinion. It was definitely interesting,
thank
and we're
you.
Going to reshare that show, and people
right,
are definitely going
you.
To enjoy this. Thank you so much. Partner, we
yes.
are at the end of our show, and we had
we
a
are.
Very good show.
We did. And we really did.
Pro and cons, yeah, the pro and cons are still out there. And
yes.
There's still, you know, a lot that we all can learn from this. And
yes.
Online dating, I guess, versus online meeting, which in your case, of course, it was online meeting. I mean, you married the guy.
It was,
so, hey,
yes.
What
yes.
better example?
And,
right.
Yes, and, you know, and I do know that I am in, you know, the minority because it doesn't happen very often. But thank God
mm-hmm.
that, it, you know, it happens. I mean, there's no
exactly.
secret formula, in my opinion, to meeting someone. And I just
right.
say, you know, hey. But, you know, maybe take a little bit from what everybody said on the show and then, you know,
mm-hmm.
apply it to your own life, to your comfort level. But, yeah
and
this
it's
was
definitely,
an awesome show, partner.
It's inspiring to have a male perspective on the show talking about that. And, you know, there is people out there who do, you know, we talked earlier that, like, the you know, relationship and they're on the internet and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually men out there who are not, you know. There's still men out
mm-hmm.
there who are not. I guess
yes.
you know, that's like a little refreshing course. Like, okay, maybe we need to go out.
Yeah.
Go to Walmart.
Let's
go to the laundromat.
Yeah, he gave me the
yeah.
thing to think about. I'm not looking for somebody,
yeah.
but I will be telling my friends, my single girls. I'd be like, you know, just start talking to men in your own life, you know.
That's
but,
right.
you know, it's true. In a way, it is true because I forgot what program I was watching, but this guy, he was like, you know, I got a good job. I have this and that. He's like, the women don't approach me. They don't say anything. So,
mm-hmm.
hey,
mm-hmm.
talk, guys. Talk, ladies.
Exactly. Exactly.
Approach them.
And everybody who is listening tonight, remember Friday, open mic Friday. We are back. We haven't had open mic in almost 2 years. And we have a
oh
lot of hungry
God.
Poets
are
out
you...
there. Yeah, it's
yes.
almost 2 years. And we have a lot of hungry poets out there who want to call in and share their work. And we're excited. And I know that you have a few that you're going to recite, partner, and so do I.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We've had an awesome show tonight. Very, very, very
we
great
did.
Information. And we really hope to hear from you Friday. We're going to do an event invite as well. Come to our show, like
mm-hmm.
our show, follow us on Twitter, Radio Talk Tunes. And we love you guys, and we are out.
Bye, guys.
Welcome to Artist Connection with your girls, Tamiel C. and Tasha, where we care to share your story.
Cheer. Yeah. Red Gab in the building. Knockout kid on the beat. Check it. Hey, yo. Tamiel C. and Tasha. Listen to my demo. This grind is crazy. Need some time. Can you play me?
Yeah.
I got a whole lot to say. Please. I breathe this music like a no two freeze. Nah, I mean, it's the artist connection. We're the best of the best. Explain the love of their lifetimes. They sing of their right rhymes.
Hey.
Cop to Mannheim.
Hey.
From the HA to the UK.
Yeah.
International push to get their airplay. It's not about the paper. It's all for the love. And
right.
the promotion is gangsta. Got the arts in their blood.
Okay.
Dreamweavers. Throw your hands up in the club. To the tune you fell asleep to. Your creations that the world needs to hear, and the message is clear. It's the artist connection, and in this category, Tamiel C. and Tasha care to share your story. Yes, they care to share your story.
Hey yo, Tamiel C.
got a song you gotta hear though.
Hey Tasha, Tasha,
please listen to my demo.
Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy on the artist connection.
Yo, Tamiel C.
got a song you gotta hear though.
Hey Tasha, Tasha,
please listen to my demo.
Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy on the artist connection. Yeah.